Here is the song, Ballad of Penny Evans by Steve Goodman.
Oh, my name is Penny Evans, and my age is 21. A young widow in the war that's being fought in Vietnam. And I have two infant daughters, and I do the best I can. Now they say the war is over, but I think it's just begun. And I remember I was 17 on the day I met young Bill. And at his father's grand piano, we'd play good old Heart and Soul. And I only knew the left-hand part, and he the right so well. And he's the only boy I slept with, and the only one I will. It's first we had a baby girl, and we had two good years. And it was next the one a notice came, and we parted without tears. And it was 9 months from our last good night our second babe appears. And so it's 10 months and a telegram confirming all our fears. And now every month I get a check from an army bureaucrat. And it's every month I tear it up and I mail the damn thing back. Do you think that makes it all right? Do you think I'd fall for that? And you can keep your bloody money. Sure won't bring my Billy back. I never cared for politics and speeches I don't understand. And likewise never took no charity from any living man. But tonight there's 50,000 gone in that unhappy land. And 50,000 heart and souls being played with just one hand. And my name is Penny Evans, and I've just gone 21. A young widow in the war that's being fought in Vietnam. And I have two infant daughters, and I thank God I have no sons. Now they say the war is over, but I think it's just begun.
Hi, it's the Starflower Hour. I'm going to read a short article entitled Memorial Day and Peace, written by John McConnell. World War II was the war to end wars, which didn't work. Killing is not the way to stop killing. Bullets and bombs are not the way to end wars. The Mideast conflict is a land called holy by Christian, Muslim, and Jew. What a mockery of their religious claims. On this Memorial Day, the power of truth can provide a breakthrough for peace. The fact is that Memorial Day began in Georgia at the time of the Civil War, when women burying the dead decided they would honor the enemy dead in their burial the same as their own soldiers who had died. They buried them together and planted flowers on their graves, honoring friend and foe alike. Most people on both sides in a war want to do what they think is the right thing to do. There are difficult differences. Peace, which requires agreement, begins in the mind. Resolution of conflict results from attention to common rights and common values that are shared. Begin where you agree, and effective dialogue will follow. Forgive the heroic soldiers who kill the wrong solution, and the leaders on both sides who order the killing. Praise and reward the peace heroes who visit enemies, who motivate reconciliation and assist restoration of lost homes and relationships. Memorial Day and the war between the states reminds us that enemies can become friends. Each year since 1948, the President of the United States proclaimed Memorial Day a day of prayer for permanent peace. With today's incredible technology, phone, fax, radio, TV, and internet, a powerful idea can quickly spread around the world. Pray, and where possible, take action for peace on Memorial Day. I will now play A Song for Tom Fox by the Tremulants. Tom Fox was an American Quaker peace activist affiliated with Christian peacemaker teams in Iraq. He was kidnapped on November 26, 2005 in Baghdad, along with three other Christian peacemaker teams activists, leading to the 2005-2006 Christian peacemaker hostage crisis. His murdered body was found on March 9, 2006. I send this out to all of my dear Quaker friends, for Tom Fox was a Quaker, and to my Christian peacemaker team's friends, including John Ruhr. Here's Song for Tom Fox by the Tremulants.
Thank you.
You're listening to WUVT FM 90.7 Blacksburg, and you're tuned in to the Starflower Hour with your host, that's me, Starflower O'Sullivan. I really appreciate all the listeners out there, and for any feedback, calls, comments you want to call in with, area code 540-231-9888. That's 540-231-WUVT. I especially appreciate Taya calling, and it just totally meets my need for support. Thank you for community. I appreciate Taya and all of my nonviolent communication group friends listening in Radford. And just in case y'all are coming or going traveling, the end song coming up at around 9 p.m. is going to be dedicated to all of you in Blacksburg's Nonviolent Communication Group. Here is a quote by Albert Einstein. That worst outcrop of herd life, the military system, which I abhor, heroism on command, senseless violence, and all the loathsome nonsense that goes by the name of patriotism. How passionately I hate them. I would rather be hacked in pieces than take part in such an abominable business. My opinion of the human race is high enough that I believe this bogey would have disappeared long ago had the sound sense of the people not been systematically corrupted by commercial and political interest acting through the schools and the press. That was Albert Einstein. Now I'm going to play a song for Rachel Corey. She was a peace worker who promoted peace between the Israeli and the Palestinian people and was killed by an Israeli army bulldozer in the Gaza Strip in 2003 when she was 23 years old. At the age of 10, she said, "We have got to understand that they dream our dreams and we dream theirs. We have got to understand that they are us. We are them." Here is the song, The Death of Rachel Corey by David Rovix.
She sat down in the dirt in front of your machine, a lovely woman dressed in red, you in military green. If you had met her in Jerusalem, you might have asked her on a date. But here you were in Gaza, rolling towards the gate. As your foot went to the floor, recall her eyes? Did her gaze remind you that you've become what you despise? As you rolled on towards this woman and ignored all shouts to stop, did you feel a shred of doubt as you watched her body drop? As your caterpillar tracks upon her body pressed with 60 tons of deadly force, crushed the bones within her chest, could you feel the contours of her face as you took her life away? Did you serve your country well on that cool spring day? This just another day in a dirty war. When you looked out on the water, did you feel an empty void? Or Was it just one more life you've taken? One more home destroyed. One more home destroyed.
Often on Memorial Day, we hear talk of our country's freedoms and sacrifice for our freedoms. I will put into the mix of what it means to be a free people this quote by James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, from 1795. Of all the enemies to public liberty, war is, perhaps, the most to be dreaded because it comprises and develops the germ of every other. War is the parent of armies. From these proceed debts and taxes. And armies and debts and taxes are the known instruments for bringing the many under the domination of the few. In war, too, the discretionary power of the executive is extended. Its influence in dealing out offices, honors, and emoluments is multiplied, and all the means of seducing the minds are added to those of subduing the force of the people. The same malignant aspect in republicanism may be traced in the inequality of fortunes and the opportunities of fraud growing out of a state of war, and in the degeneracy of manners and morals engendered by both. No nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare. The United States national debt is currently approximately $13 trillion. That's $13 trillion. The total debt has increased over $500 billion each year since fiscal year 2003, with increases of $1 trillion in fiscal year 2008 and $1.9 trillion in fiscal year 2009. This past year, 2009, 33% of the federal fund budget went to the Pentagon and related military spending. On May 27th, the Senate voted 67-28 to provide more money for the war in Afghanistan. By a vote of 80-18, they rejected an amendment to the war supplemental that would have insisted on an exit strategy. Here's Bruce Springsteen from 2006 singing a cover of a Pete Seeger song. The song is called Bring 'Em Home.
If you love this land of the free, bring 'em home, bring 'em home. Bring 'em back from overseas, bring 'em home, bring 'em home. It'll make the politicians sad, I know. Bring 'em home, bring 'em home. They wanna tangle with their foe. Bring 'em home, bring 'em home. They want to test the grand theories. Bring 'em home, bring 'em home. With the blood of you and me. Bring 'em home, bring 'em home. We'll give no more brave young lives. Bring 'em home, bring 'em home. For the gleam in someone. Bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
Thank you, Bruce Springsteen, for that cover. This hour of programming is brought to you by Across the Way Productions. Across the Way Productions presents Vintage Virginia Wine Festival, June 5th and 6th, at the Bull Run Special Events Center in Centerville, Virginia. More information is available by calling 888-823-3787 or by visiting www.atwproductions.com. WUVT would like to thank Across the Way Productions for their continued support. Christiansburg High School After Prom is hosting a fundraiser. For a $10 donation, donors receive one entry in a drawing for a $15,000 voucher toward the purchase of any new car. A limited number of tickets will be offered. Go to www.chsafterprom.org for tickets. I want to thank Alwyn for calling with her encouragement and support for the program. Thank you so much, Alwyn. Choosing what to remember. We are creating who we are, individually and as a people, by the stories we tell to ourselves and to others, and by the history and memories we pass down. How do we, individually, as a nation, and as humanity, remember? The choices we make about remembrance will show in the ways in which we live our lives. Our lives will speak the stories and mythologies that we propagate. I will be reading by the writer and storyteller Lonnie Peterson, from her article titled Why Stories. Whether in the privacy of a session with an individual client or lecturing to a group of 100 people, I have found one of the most transformative mediums of learning to be the story. Stories hold the key to understanding ourselves and each other, to uncovering our feelings and our particular angle on the world. They are the starting point for healing and the launching pad for growth. Stories bind us to our families, communities, and organizations. They connect us to our individual past as well as our shared humanity. Stories can build community, guide us through the unknown, and protect us from what others have learned the hard way. Through the power of stories and ensuing discussion, leaders engage and enlist others towards a common path and shared goals. There is so much we can learn from the stories of those who have gone before, as well as those who are walking the path with us now. The stories about what didn't go right are as meaningful to people as the stories that illustrate positive outcomes. We all carry tremendous wisdom within. We gain as much from the telling and rehearing of our own stories as from listening to the experiences of others. As both a parent and psychologist, I have grappled with ways to develop values, skills, and positive character traits in both myself and others. Stories have the power to elucidate the many paths towards positive growth. As we understand our own stories and bear witness to the stories of others, we can empower ourselves to make good decisions founded in a clear vision and strong convictions. Listening to each other, we can transform our grief and pain into understanding and acceptance, encourage integrity, and motivate responsible, inspired action and interactions. Stories can provide the vision for our potential. Now the song, The Captain's Lament, from 2009 by Mad Bread.
Sons of poor men ride on the front lines of their parents' war. my time to die. A career soldier, never thought that I'd get older than the reckless age of 24 or 25. Of knowing they lost them under my command. And anyone who thinks that you'll get used to it after a little while hasn't seen the ambulance train that stretches miles and miles. They write letters to their folks in Illinois and Idaho. Send me some fresh clothes. And if there's anything after all these years that I can still admire, it's the simple bravery of simple men when they're under fire. I'm the old man, I'm their captain. My hair is gone gray, it should be my time to die. Career soldier, never thought that I'd get older than the reckless age of 24 or 25. Honor in our time, but it isn't their blood that will be spilled, and God knows it isn't mine. And the press speaks of glory even as they claim to mourn each loss. Hypocrites, one and all.
Thanks for listening, everybody out there, to the Starflower Hour on this Memorial Day evening. If anyone would like to call, if you have a request, a comment, feedback, a dedication for Memorial Day, call me here at the studio. Area code 540-231-9888. That's 540-231-WUVT. Now I'll be reading what Bill Moyers said last Memorial Day, 2009. My friend Lewis Bickford spends his days and often his nights on the healing and prevention of atrocities and crimes against humanity. Cruelty, Horror and misery are part of his portfolio at the International Center for Transitional Justice, along with the power of memory. On the Huffington Post, Lewis has an essay in which he says that Memorial Day is meant to remind us of the hardship of war. But he goes on to ask, what does it mean to choose how to remember? What does it say about us, for example, if we choose to remember the conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq more in terms of heroism than error? This, he reminds us, is the tendency of all nations. Lewis got me to thinking that when we meditate on war this weekend, our recent wars, that is, will we overlook the suicides? Sweep under history's rug the recent murder in Iraq of 5 American soldiers by a comrade who may have been driven mad by the horrors around him? Will we forget the death from friendly fire of a Pat Tillman and the shameful cover-up by the brass, including the role of the very general who now heads our operations in Afghanistan? What of all those villagers killed by drones remotely fired in our name? Why aren't they part of the narrative we tell ourselves about war? Lewis Bickford wonders if we'll ever remember that there was a place called Abu Ghraib on the dusty outskirts of Baghdad, and that torture took place there, for which we were responsible. After all, he says, it was the complicity of Republicans, Democrats, journalists, and lawyers, some of them scholars, that allowed us to ignore international and American law prohibiting torture. Over some 40 years now, it has seemed to me that as time goes by, we tend to remember wars and the suffering they bring as if they were inevitable, natural acts of history, rather than politically inspired choices. But war, as was famously said, is politics by another means. The lethal legacy of failed leadership, enabled, even ennobled by propaganda, the partisan opiate of politics. It is good to be reminded, as my friend Lewis so eloquently reminds us, that war is too important to forget, and that's one reason to observe Memorial Day. There is another, to hold before our face a mirror so that we might see the images of war reflected in our own eyes. Now the song Warrior by Steve Earle.
Sullied yet by acrid fume or desk cacophony, the rank refuse of unchained ambition. And pray deny me not, but know me now. Your faithful retainer stands resolute to serve his liege lord without recompense, perchance to fall and perish namelessly. No flag-draped bier or muffled drum to set the cadence for a final dress parade. But it was not always thus. Remember, once you worshipped me and named me a god in many tongues and made offering lest I exact too terrible a tribute. Presuming to speak for every man. the time, a distant field, and there a mortal warrior's lonely grave. But duty charges me remain until the end, the last battle of the last war. Until that morrow, render unto me that which is mine, my stipend well deserved, the fairest flower of your progeny, your sons, your daughters, your hopes and your dreams, the cruel consequence of your conceit.
Programming is brought to you by Across the Way Productions. Across the Way Productions presents Vintage Virginia Wine Festival, June 5th and 6th, at the Bull Run Special Events Center in Centerville, Virginia. More information is available by calling 888-823-3787 or by visiting www.atwproductions.com. WUVT would like to thank Across the Way Productions for their continued support. In March 2005, PBS broadcast a 60s music program called My Generation, the 60s Experience. At the very end of the program, Scott McKenzie electrified the audience with a new song called We've Been Asking Questions, which is one of the last songs written by John Phillips before his death in 2001. Scott McKenzie writes, We've Been Asking Questions is a timely song. When John's youngest son became old enough to serve in the military, the whole world had pretty much accepted the inevitability of war between Iraq and the United States, that it was only a matter of time. Even though John knew that the draft no longer existed, the idea of his son going to war weighed heavily on his heart and mind. He thought that a song about it might help, and then composed We've Been Asking Questions, which was the only song about war he ever wrote. John and I planned to record We've Been Asking Questions in the same way we recorded San Francisco, but we were never able to. Unlike the 60s, these times do not lend themselves to such songs, and you can get in trouble for asking certain questions. Here it is.
I want to do something tonight that I've never done, and that's to sing in tune. No, there's... I had a dear friend, my best friend was a man named John Phillips, who was a great songwriter. And he wrote this wonderful song before he died. And, well, that would be natural. And we never got a chance to record it. So I really want to sing it for you and for a lot of people if possible. And TJ and Henry said I could sing it tonight. So I really hope you like it, and even more, I hope I get through it without making a mistake, because I've never done this in public before. It's called We've Been Asking Questions. Oh, my shoes. John loved these shoes. That's why I wear them.
Okay.
We've been asking questions of everyone we meet. People that we've known for years, neighbors down the street. How did it happen?
it's up to you to call between the truth and all the lies. Is there a paradise living on this earth who doesn't understand what the children's dreams are worth? Presidents and dictators, tyrants and the Shahs, order you to go to war according to their personal laws. But don't blame your mothers and your fathers or your feelings inside, 'cause you're both the victims of generations of lies. When it comes right down to it, it's up to you. The future of the world depends on what you do.
Thanks for all of you out there listening on this Memorial Day evening to the Starflower Hour. I appreciate the phone call I just got from Mike, and I went to look for your request by Tom Waits, and we have a lot of awesome Tom Waits here in our studio's library, but we did not have that particular song, and I am so fascinated to hear that I'm going to find that and play it on an upcoming show, but I don't have it right now. Anyone else who wants to call, I'd love to hear from you. Area code 540-231-9888, 540-231-WUVT. A reminder, you can find the Starflower Hour on Facebook also. Here is a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. "The ultimate weakness of violence is that it is a descending spiral, begetting the very thing it seeks to destroy. Instead of diminishing evil, it multiplies it. Through violence, you may murder the liar, but you cannot murder the lie, nor establish the truth. Through violence, you murder the hater, but you do not murder hate. In fact, violence merely increases hate. Returning violence for violence multiplies violence, adding deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." Here is the song, Ballad of Martin Luther King, by Michael Borkson.
There was a man named Martin Luther King. He walked the roads of the South. He worked for peace and freedom. The words that came from his mouth inspired all who heard him, all who cared for liberty. King said we got to protest war, racism, and poverty. Powers that be didn't understand him, called him traitor, communist, and bad. The king knew the power of love to show them the truth he had. He spoke the words of Jesus to love your enemy and to go out and protest war, racism, and poverty. Today we have new wars, new tyrants to put down. Today we need even more. The words King did resound. Peace and freedom for all, a light for all to see. A new day without war, racism, and poverty. A man named Martin Luther King. He walked the roads of the South. He worked for peace and freedom. The words that came from his mouth inspired all who heard him, all who cared for liberty. King said we got to protest war, racism, and poverty. King said we got to protest war, racism, and poverty. No war, no racism, no poverty. I said no war, no racism, no poverty. I said no war, no racism, no poverty. King said no war, no racism, no poverty.
Children stepping time. Hey-ho, so it goes, the point of sale, the puppet show, the merchant kings of war and woe, they turn their hands to labor. Sound out the trumpet noise, the cannons bark and jump for joy. Someone's dead and Island Boy has fought on his saber. Kids and coddled pets, bouncing babes in bassinets, we'll play a game with tanks and jets, better yet, bayonets. Marching bands and color guards and funerals in your own backyard. And don't forget your credit card, Johnny, hold the light. Hey-ho, so it goes, a point of sale, a puppet show. Cannons bark and jump for joy. Someone's dead and Island Boy has fallen on his saber. Yes, someone's dead and Island Boy has fallen on his saber.
I want to thank Patrick for just calling. I appreciate so much hearing from him. He has been in, I think he said he still is in the military, and he is appreciating this show. And I appreciate you, Patrick, and your calling and your feedback. And so, now a PSA. The town of Blacksburg would like to inform you that now even you can avoid getting hit by cars. Just look both ways and cross only at crosswalks. Be alert. It may save your life. For more info, follow us on Facebook as Yield. It's worth the wait. And on Twitter as Yield Blacksburg. Now, I will read a poem for Memorial Day. The poem is entitled An Ode to War and Peace, written by Joe Frank. So here's to the snappy salute, to spit and polish, the clicking of booted heels, the singing of martial odes. Here's to the officer's club and the swaggering commandant, to the loving but abusive drill sergeant, to the constant flow of insult that is the philosopher's stone of survival. Here's to the young lieutenant fresh from the academy, to the troop ship, soldiers with their duffel bags slung over their shoulders, their cloth caps slouched and angled on their brows. And here's to weeping parents, sweethearts, and children clutching at the skirts of their mothers, to final tearful embraces and brass bands playing. Here's to the night before the battle, to the assault, the coursing landing craft, to going over the top, to the airborne troopers plunging from their droning sea pods, to the rubber dinghy landing at night. Here's to where the farm boy and the city dweller meet and are made equal. Here's to the arcing shell and magnesium dome, to the clanking treads of armored personnel carriers, to bullets and howitzers, carbines and recoilless rifles, to mortars and anti-personnel bombs, to fragmentation grenades and tear gas canisters, to machine gun emplacements and flamethrowers, to phosgene and mustard gas, to the serrated bayonet and the deadly rain of shrapnel. Here's to minefields fraught with sudden fragmentation, to screaming Sergeant Death commanding the ragtag remnants of his courageous platoon. And here's to raising the flag on the shattered field of victory, to the prisoner of war camp, to the medevac chopper, the hospital ship, sacrosanct, yet sunk, to chaplains, to burial detail in body bags, to taps and other songs. And here's to the brave pilots who in their cavalier ready rooms prepare to become the airborne messengers of death. To the dog-faced infantry who dedicate themselves to the earth as much as their own cause. Here's to the words, to words like courage, sacrifice, discipline, glory, maimed, dead. Here's to war. I raise my glass to you and gaze into the roaring